Chulin per Beis Mishnah Tes. Ein Shechtin, Leila Tech Yamim, Veloila Tech Nara. Something interesting. It's nothing really to do with Avodah Zarah. There's a din that a person shouldn't shecht over a river, over an ocean. Now, functionally, it could be a very smart idea, because why would you want that something should get dirty? A Beis Hashkita, a Shlachtais, is not the cleanest place in the world. Let's say a person wants to keep his field clean and blood-free. So he walks over to the side of a pond and he'll shecht over the pond. The dam will fall into the pond. Chet should be a good idea. Legabi oifois and legabi chayis, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. Pashas he can't do it because mevatel mitzvah say deraisa. But what about shechitas behemis? Why not? So the concern over here, why the din is that ain shecht l'tech yam l'tech nos, is because it looks like Avodah Zarah. It looks like he's doing it because he wants to collect the dam for some type of sacrificial purpose. And then Avodah Rachman Tzom, that looks like Avodah Zarah, so that's why Zedin Rabbanan not to do it. Aval shechet hu l'teich uga shomayim. He could shecht into some type of puddle because the chash by the yamim in the horos, it looks like he's shecht into some type of heavenly force. The god of the river, of the seas, v'chule, whatever shtusim the if the Avodah Zarah would think of. Uga shomayim, a small puddle of water, there's no sukshash, there's no likus that he could fadimyan zich on the uga shomayim. Elamayim, it's like a small kli. It's like a small puddle, so maybe he's collecting it, l'shem, he'll then spritz the dam. It's mixed up with water, so he wouldn't do it that way. That's why it's not shash. He's also allowed to shecht, the Mishnah says, Bismino al gabi kelim. On a boat, we don't say that he's shechting l'Avodah Zarah if he shechts on kelim. That means we're talking about that the dam eventually will run down the side of the kli into the water, which is what he wants, but he's not shechting over the water. He's shechting over the kli that will run off into the water. That doesn't look like Avodah Zarah. Ein shechting l'guma kol iker. Shouldn't shecht into a hole in the ground or a hole in a house. There's some type of b'chukasem telechu with that. That's the way the goyim would do it. So memelo alts b'chukasem telechu, you shouldn't do it. Avaloise guma b'tech beisoy b'shul shikonis adam l'soicha. He could make a hole in his house and shecht in that place. And he doesn't shecht into the guma, but he shechts by even that the dam that goes on the floor should run into there, pasha for cleanliness. That he can do. He can make a drain, and the dam will run into the drain, and that's fine. That doesn't have that surah of b'chukas ha'agoyim. U'b'shuk lo yasekein. L'maisa, if a bunch of people are going to shecht in that guma, the guma will fill up with dam, and then it'll look like the dam is being stored over there, again, for sacrificial purposes. One shouldn't do that. Shalai chakas aminim. This is the way the Avodah Zarah would do it. One has to stay away from any uvda, even if it makes no sense whatsoever, that the goyim do. Look at the mefarshim over here. They discussed that maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is that he's allowed to do b'toich beisi as opposed to b'shuk because it's b'tzinus and nobody's going to notice. And then you get into a klal that we have in many places in Shas where Amiroyim say, it's a memory of b'shem Rav, that anything that Chazal asud al tzmarasayin is also even b'chadre chadorim. So why would this be different? Maybe it's not mamish marasayin. Yesh lodin. The way we explained it, of course, the problem is not a problem. Smachlek said explained this din. The way we explained it is that b'shuk, it's going to gather, and then that taka looks like l'shem avodah zarah. One could be choshish. But bayis, no, a little bit dam is going to run to the guma, nobody's suspecting. Doesn't have that surah of that ma'isin. Mishnah Yud. Hashoichet l'shem oilo. We're talking here about somebody who shechts a behema of chulin l'shem a korban. Let's introduce the fact that there's an iser, and we learned about this in Perek Hashoichet v'amal and Zvokim, is an iser called shchut echutz, iser chomer, as Kriv Koretz. Shchita or haktora l'shem avodah zarah. What about shechting a behema of chulin l'shem avodah zarah? That not. It's only shchita's korbonos. On a bomba, shalom b'shas heter bombas. Mashenkin of b'shchitas chulin, makeshen. However, Chazal Pasul will add that it's not so right to think of shchut echutz as a form of avodah zarah, even though he's shechting a korban, Because when you look at the psukim that talk about Shchutei Chutz in Parshas Achrei Mois, right after Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and the Torah says that when the Torah HaKadosha asks shechting on a bomo, the Torah is coming, lafuke, that nobody should be zeveach l'si'irim. Si'irim, Chazal, Fataych, are spirits, gods, that the Amolek HaOvdei Avodah Zarah had. The shechting karbonis in all sorts of places was also a shmek of Avodah Zarah. You see this also in Sefer Melachim. Over and over again, where the Malchei Yehuda uprooted Avodah Zarah, Asher Baal, they were able to destroy. Rak HaBomis Leisaru. They weren't able to stop the people from being makiv on bomis. There was a srach of Avodah Zarah there. If there's a shchita of karbonis, some type of offering karbonis to a higher being, but not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in the Beis HaMikdash, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of the Mokum HaMiyuchad, it's also a srach of Avodah Zarah. It's part of the Pash of Avodah Zarah. So Melech Chazal gave this type of zach, where he's taking chulin, and he's bringing L'Shem HaKarbon, but it's not in the place, right? He's taking a shlachtos in upstate New York in South America, and he's shechting l'shem oilo, l'shem zvachim, l'shem shlomim. Stam zvachim, where a person brings, where a regular carbon that a person brings, if he doesn't need a kapara, would be a shlomim. L'shem ashum tolu, l'shem pesach, l'shem toida, shchitas epsula. Chazal asur, and they treated that like a shchita psula, like a shchita avay dizara. Now, the list over here is a little bit odd, in that the Mishnah lists off Oila, Shlomim, Ashim Toli, Pesach, Toida. The other Karban is also, Karban Chatos is clearly missing. And what the Gemara explains over here is that Karban Chatos is not a Chash. They wouldn't ask her why. Because a person can never bring a Karban Chatos on his own volition. So they didn't have to ask her if a person shechtel l'shem with Karban Chatos, since it's not something that he could ever be Menadev, so it's not Negea. So there would never be Goizer on somebody who shechtel l'shem with Chatos. However, what begs to be explained is, what about Ashim Tali? Ashim Tali is also a form of chatos that a person can't bring binadavim. So you look at the Rav brings from the Gemara, that there is a man, the Omer, that holds that a person is allowed to bring an Ashim Tali binadavim. Which would mean, Gemara brings Bavim and Butu would bring a carbon Ashim Tali every single day of the year. A person is allowed to be on a tremendous level of Yerushalayim, and every day of the year he has Nervin, he has a pachad that maybe he was over an averu. So he brings in Ashim Tolui, Lohogin Alatzmoy, Mipnea Yisurim. And that he could do. We don't pass in that way, but there's such a mandama. The Mishnah is being said some like that mandama, just in order to make it part of the list. Pesach is also not B'chol Eishu Yirtza. But I said Pesach is only the 14th day of Nisan after Chatzois. However, a person could be Magdish or Behemel or Karban Pesach to be brought then, and he can be Magdish whenever he wants. Also, Karban Pesach b'shayim ois hashanah, we learned in Maseches Pesachim and Maseches Vachim, is a Karban Shlomim. So that's also included in the list of nidovos, even though it's not strictly speaking a nidovos. So that's the list over here. For the Shchitas Ipsula, for Reb Shimon Machshir, Reb Shimon didn't have this marasayin, he didn't ask for this type of behavior. Shnayim oichsim b'sakin v'shoichin. Let's say two people hold on to a knife and they shoich it. Echad l'shem echad mikol elu, he has a makshava apaiselas in any of the realms of Avodah Zarah of the Hamistayef that we just discussed. The echad l'shem dover kosher, the other one is shechting stam, he's shechting a behemoth to eat. Shchitasim psula. The shchita apaiselas, the makshava shchita apaiselas, passels up even the maris ayin dik psula that we just mentioned. It's also possible. Now there is an interesting inyan that's over here in the sugya that's worth mentioning. What happens if the two people that are shechting, one of them is the owner, one of them is not the owner? And the one who's thinking of machshava ha'poiseles, b'chol efanim hanal, is the one who's not the owner. There's a principle that we say, ein od moiseh dover she'ene shaloi. Personal marshal goes over to somebody else's field, and he plants over there, tvua in a kerem. He doesn't make it b'klai kerem, doesn't become asubano. The basic rule of thumb is that ein adam the oisei dover she'ene shaloi, not poshut where the adam oisei dover she'ene shaloi al yidei maisa. So over here, if he's shechting and he has a machshava, is that called al yidei maisa or not? That's a subject of discussion over here. If we're talking about one of the ifanim, which is marasayin, so you could say that the kavono where Chazal asserted the behemoth to be eaten al marasayin would be true, even though principally. But l'shem marasayin, that one could have. Now the Mishnah speaks out the flip side of what we mentioned in the Reisha, the Ifanim of Marasayin HaPsulim, which are Karbonis HaNidovim. The Mishnah speaks out what we said before. HaShoichet L'Shem Chatos, L'Shem Oshem Vadai, L'Shem Bechor, L'Shem Maisa, L'Shem Tmura. All these cannot be brought B'Nidova. Chatos certainly not, Oshem Vadai can only be if he did one of the Averis that a person has been Karbon Oshem for. Bechor is born that way. Maisa is the 10th Behema. Can't just make that up. Shem Tmura is only once a person did it, but it's not a Nidova. Shkitosek Shemu. Zeh HaKlal, Kol Dov Shenidov V'Nidov, HaShoichet L'Shmoi Osur. Then they were goyzim shumar zayim v'chol v'she'en enidu v'nidov ha'sheichid l'shmoi kosher. Then it would be kosher la'achila. We would not say that they would answer.